Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Earth Mac, the mad scientist.
And your girl, Detroit Blue, here on this wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
I forgot about that.
Don't ever forget about Taco Tuesday.
Man, it's been a crazy weekend. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah, I'm back on Tuesday. I'm back on track. This past weekend, you know, it's been kind of crazy. So I'm just extremely tired. But you ain't gonna hear that on the show. And I see Detroit Blue is out here hyping shit today. Because
look, y'all gave me a lot of grief last week. So I'm just gonna have to find the energy somewhere, regardless. I would love a nap right now, but you and Jimmy got on my head a little bit, so.
Right.
Nope, I'm stepping it up. I'm here for the shenanigans and the foolishness with all of the energy.
That's right. Lowdown says in the geek corner, foolishness and unintelligent convo is what I'm bringing. that is what he's bringing to the show.
So he's getting straight into the shenanigans is what I'm hearing.
Yes, that's exactly what he's doing.
Oh,
yeah, I applaud that.
So you said you are tired from the weekend.
Yes. A little tired. Okay. And I did say that last week that we weren't going to really be on the show like that. And dang, already? We already got a guest call right now? Like, what's going on here? And it looks like this is Gabrielle. What's going on, Gabrielle?
Hello.
Or maybe she hit the button by accident. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's what's going on.
Because she was very unprepared to get on.
Well, maybe. But you know, people are excited. People are excited about the show because it's been a while. It's been a few days since we, you know, done a show because I think last show we did was around
Monday.
So things got a little crazy this past week. Of course, myself and a group of friends decided to get together for Friendsgiving, and we had a grand old time. Like, we, you know, we drank and we ate and we just chilled, and that was actually pretty cool. I would definitely say over the course of 2020, I know the pandemic has kind of ravaged the nation. But I'm more of a glass half full type person. And because of the pandemic, I would not have met the friends I have met or family that I have met in 2020 if it wasn't for the pandemic. So I credit the pandemic for actually allowing me to meet these said individuals. Some of us actually met in Atlanta a few months ago, and now we've met in Detroit for Friendsgiving. And hopefully at some point, all of us we'll get together and, you know, fellowship and, you know, drink, just have a good old time and enjoy one another. But shout out to my extended family, you know, call them the Breakfast Club, you know, shout out to them and shout out to the Geek Corner because I already know what is going on. So we already got a phone call again coming in. I think it is Lowdown. And Lowdown, what is going on? You know, keep it clean. What's happening?
Dang, the first thing you gotta say is keep it clean.
Keep it clean, yes. Man. You said yes. Unintelligent convo and shenanigans. I gotta prepare myself.
You said that you were bringing.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, shuts. I mean, I'm still gonna keep it clean. You can still do it by keeping it clean. I mean, shuts.
Yes, you can. What's going on today?
Man, nothing. Just watching Animaniacs and the new episode. So far, it's so good. It's kind of weird though, just to actually see it like new updated. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
I got a chance to watch some of that yesterday in between naps. I definitely got a chance to catch up and I watched it a little bit too. The theme song being different throws me off every time.
Yeah. Cause I know they try to update it, you know, make it more modern. So it's kind of like, all right, cool, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, like ease into it for me, man. Just ease it in for me. Like, you don't have to do everything all at once.
True. And I haven't sat down and watched this yet. There's a lot of shows that I'm like catching up on, like when I got back in town. Maxwell say Leland, you know, low down, but Top Gun. They changed the theme song. I haven't seen it yet. I will see it.
They didn't change it a ton, but there were certain parts of the theme song that would not, like, they just become irrelevant anymore. Right. Like, Bill Clinton plays the saxophone, like, that being a part of the theme song.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That really doesn't hold any, like, major context anymore. In the 90s, it did. Now it doesn't. I think for the sake of trying to be more conscientious to women, they don't say that Dot is cute. It changed it and it was like Dot is clever or Dot has wit or something like that. Like they try to definitely bring up that like she's like this clever chick instead of just this cute chick. So they make some changes. Like most of the theme song, I would say 90% of the theme song is exactly the same. They don't name all of the additional characters.
Okay.
Yep. So now it's not like, you know, like your boy is not in there talking about all the money he's got and Elmira with the pet. Like they don't talk about that in the theme song.
Oh, well, you know, Elmira is Tiny Toons.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, all the other characters, yeah. All so the what other about... characters that get brought up in the theme song, they're not in the theme song anymore. The theme song is only about Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
Now, do my boy still have baloney in his slacks, man? Do my mans have...
Nah, okay, cool. I think he did. Right. Yes, did he have baloney? Yes. I thought he had salami in his slacks.
Nope, it was still baloney, but they upgraded the look of the baloney. But he still got baloney in his slacks. Okay.
So Top Gun, he actually works in the courtroom, and he said, OMG, all subject, but why did someone just show up to court in an Incredibles costume?
You know what? He might want to be... He might win Captain Save-A-Ho. I mean, I just don't know.
That could be it.
But what was the premise of it is the question.
That is a good question. And Dr. Ben says, nope, Bolognus. Bolognus, how do you upgrade the look of Bolognus?
So, all of the graphics are just more updated. A little bit more detailed. A little bit richer in color. Stuff like that. So it gets upgraded. Like when you look at it, you're like, that's not what the first one looked like. But it's kind of like what they did
with Scooby-Doo. Like when they try to upgrade Scooby-Doo, like you can see how it's like a little bit different.
Right. Yeah. Right. And now I did say to the Geek Corner, there's a little bit of news that just broke. I would say maybe 20 minutes ago. And matter of fact, I'm gonna pause the music right quick. Like, okay, so as of today, the sequel novel of Ready Player One is available to order on Amazon in hardcover and in Kindle editions or via audiobook with narration by Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton. So it is called Ready Player Two. So basically, it takes place days after winning Oasis founder James Halliday's contest. Wade Watt makes a discovery that changes everything. Hidden within Halliday's vaults, waiting for his heir to find, lies a technological advancement that will once again change the world and make the Oasis 1,000 times more wondrous and addictive than even Wade dreamed possible. With it comes a new riddle and a new quest, a last Easter egg from Halliday, hinting at a mysterious prize. And an unexpected, impossibly powerful, and dangerous new rival awaits, one who will kill millions to get what he wants. So there's a Ready Player Two. So for you book readers out there, you might want to go out here and get Ready Player Two. And it's Will Wheaton. There's a lot of emphasis on the H.
Wow. You cannot disrespect and leave out that H.
No, you can't. You can't.
Just don't say when you have bad breath. I say that.
Don't. Like just like wheat thins, man. It's wheat thins. You got to put a lot of emphasis on the H.
See, he don't know how to say his W's.
Wow. Oh, Lord. Top Gun, I got you. My plan was that, you know, in the midst of all the different cartoons, Saturday morning cartoons and things that were getting watched this weekend, I was going to try to squeeze in Flashpoint this weekend. I thought that, you know, there was the perfect audience around to enjoy it with me. and X-Men cartoons and DuckTales and all kind of other stuff got played instead. So I am just going to watch it on my own.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I see that. I mean, but you know, you got DuckTales, Tailspin. That's not really a bad substitute. You know what I'm saying? If you don't go back
to the nostalgia. At this point, I feel like, you know, Top Gun is definitely like on my head about this. So I figured, okay, perfect chance to watch it with some people. I can have some dialogue about it. And, you know, maybe we watch a little bit more of the DC cartoon. Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty good. It just, I don't know. You gotta, if you like The Flash, then you'll keep up with it.
Yeah, like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I already done seen it, and it was okay. It was actually pretty good.
Now,
I believe it.
Now, Detroit.
I believe it.
Now, my question is, did you actually bring up Flashpoint Paradox to the group that you was with?
No, you did not. I bet. I bet it. Mm-hmm. I got $100 to say you didn't.
I did not get a chance to because I was a little bit busy, you know, in the kitchen during the cartoon periods of time.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So what was you doing in the kitchen then?
There was breakfast to be made.
Can you make breakfast, though, is the question.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Hey, foolishness and shenanigans is what I'm bringing. I said nothing less.
Mm-hmm. So you don't believe that I could make some pancakes and bacon at least?
I mean, hey, you're light skin, I gotta check the books.
Oh, wow. You gotta check the books.
I have to check the books. You gotta understand.
For your information, yes, I can cook.
You can cook?
Yes.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's you that's cooking, not anybody else?
Yes, I am sure.
Okay, cool. All right. Cool.
I have people that can verify that ate my food.
And cooking. All right, cool.
And they're still alive. They're still alive and they're walking around. And they're happy and they went to work. They got in on time and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Thank you, Dr. Bay. Dr. Bay raised her hand because Dr. Bay has eaten my food.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
And
yeah,
said yeah. that she is alive and well.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Ben. Was it good? What did she make? What did you make? You make pancakes? What? Like, just, I'm a food person. You know, I'm fat. So you got to bring me in. What's up?
I specifically made French toast.
Whoa.
That particular day. That was my focus. I made some French toast that day. We had a wonderful friend in town from Louisiana who it was only ideal that they focused on the grits and the eggs. And somebody else took care of the sausage and the bacon.
Okay, so y'all were actually doing everything in groups, but y'all were still completing the tasks. Okay, teamwork, okay.
Teamwork made a dream work, man.
Even Pat said, and it's funny because I'm from Detroit, so every once in a while somebody says there's a little southernness in my voice. But Pat said, you don't hear that twang in her voice? She sounds like she can cook.
Hey, I've been deceived before and never again.
And yes, I also, because we did dinner as well, I did also make greens. And I thought that I was making too much. And I blinked. And there were no more greens.
So where's our plate is the question. Me and E, we need a plate. Where's our plate? Let's get straight to the business.
Maybe next year.
Not cutting corners.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Say what? Come again?
Brett says, he said Brett needs a plate too. BC says he needs a plate too. So you don't literally put yourself out there, man. Like,
January 1st
coming by for a plate. I didn't say January 1st. I didn't say next year.
You said next year. That's next year for me. January 1st.
Hold on. See, Maxwell 3278 said that food was smashed.
Bro, hold on, you missed out. You know what, Maxwell? If Maxwell said it was good, all right, cool.
Hold on, and for those that do not know, Maxwell, the reason why we're saying, if Maxwell said it was good, Maxwell's from Alabama.
Yes.
So if there's a question about, you know, can the Detroit girl cook something that the folks from down south are willing to eat?
Yeah, it passed, okay. Man. With flying colors there, man. And
with flying colors. I'm still skeptical. But okay. I mean, we got a good couple of, you know, got a good couple of references. It's kind of like an interview right now. You got a good couple of references.
And according to him, El Chapo slash Queen's Ransom made some mac and cheese that went hard.
Man, El Chapo. So you met El Chapo?
Painting.
Well, where were y'all at for you to meet El Chapo?
Like, she went on the ground.
El Chapo, you know, me and El Chapo, like I said, El Chapo slash Queen's Ransom, you know, we're in Detroit.
I'm just intrigued about the El Chapo part. Like, I'm really intrigued. I really want to know.
You missed out.
Yeah, that was...
That's the point. You missed out.
Okay, shots fired. I take that. Okay, I'm going to book with that song. And I'm getting back up. All right, cool. We good.
Man, nah, you got a bulletproof vest on. Nah, when I said the finest of greens, El Chapo went underground and surfaced in Detroit. That's what happened. And
And Brent said that he didn't get an invite. Next
no, you're in the hot seat. Y'all in the hot seat, man. Like, I don't know, y'all here exposing foods and I mean, but Lowdown is right though. He had to interrogate. He had to figure this out.
I got to.
And there was no cornbread dressing, but next time there will be cornbread dressing.
And I'm not with you.
Hold on. If you make cornbread dressing, it's gonna be a different issue right now. I'm telling you right now. I'm not gonna play.
Yeah,
fine.
Lowdown said I will flip everything over in the studio right now. Everything over.
Flip everything over and take a survey and be like, you know what?
This is trash.
Nah. I'm gonna have to write Google about this. Nah, she need to know about herself.
DZ Up reviews about to be on some shit.
Like, it's already, I see.
But check in some other news, Walt Disney World is adding a high speed rail station. So yes, it will have a rail station at Disney Springs, so you can hop on the train and ride out. So Disney is doing some things out here, but I know Disney is increasing its park size and adding some things here and there. So I think it only makes sense that you get like a high speed rail station. Like, and that'll be said. Another one, yeah, they're planning on doing yeah. that.
You know, Disney is like a word of its own, though. So
yeah, of course, you know, it is. And I know Maxwell 3278, he is a wrestling fan, and of course we have watched Survivor Series on Sunday, and the top three takeaways to me was the Street Profits defeating the New Day. I feel like that was kind of like in a way of passing of the torch or that type of feel, and I like that. Another good takeaway was Sasha Banks getting the win over Asuka. And the main event of Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, where Roman Reigns did get the win, but it wasn't a clean win. So, which leaves both champions looking strong. But yeah, BC says Street Profits beat New Day. Yes, they beat them clean. They beat them clean. Pat says main event was fire. Yes, it was. It really was. It was really good. It was really good to see. And both looked strong. The ending looked, you know, the ending was controversial, which made both competitors look strong, which I did like that. So, but to me, the Street Profits beating the New Day and Sasha Banks getting a roll up on Asuka, that also, she didn't make Asuka tap. She didn't really like pin Asuka 1-2-3. It was like more like a roll up type thing, like boop, sneak win, boom, I'm out. That kind of thing. But it was a good match either way. And so, shouldn't nobody beat the New Day ever like me, fight me. But hey, listen, Street Profits is really, really good. Like, they're very good on the mic. They're highly entertaining. A lot of people use Montez Ford as a gift whenever they like describe certain things. Now, Max says, my question is, what the hell are they going to do with the Usos? My assumption is that the Usos will side with Roman Reigns as a heel faction. And eventually, they will get... the they will get the tag team titles at some point, but as a heel fashion. I know they tried it before, but this time around, I think they have a little bit more heat behind them, considering that Roman Reigns is, you know, a heel, and nobody likes him at this point. So, I think that's what's happening. Also, I don't know, for you Dragon Ball fans out there, if you read the latest edition of Dragon Ball Super, which releases on the 20th of every single month, Goku have reached Ultra Instinct. He reached mastered Ultra Instinct to fight this character named Moro. And of course, in typical Goku fashion, he hesitates, and which causes even bigger chaos. So in this latest chapter, Ub is actually introduced in this latest chapter, and it took the help of Vegeta to actually and Ub to actually help Goku defeat the monster or whatever. So you have to wait until December 20th to actually check it out. But now there's also saying that Arrow Star, now Detroit, have you seen Green Arrow?
No.
Okay, so with Arrow, there's a star named Katie Cassidy, and you are right, Dr. Bay. Vegeta always had to say someone. Listen, I am pro Vegeta all day, okay? Pro Vegeta. Fuck Goku. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's how I feel, man. Goku, like, when Dragon Ball Z, Goku has no character development. Like, none. Vegeta has all the character development. And you can easily see his transition from being a person that was willingly blowing up planets and taking lives to somebody else. Like, you see the transition. Like, he's more of a compelling character. But, now, Dr. Bay says he's a butthead, but he always wants to smoke. Yeah, of course. Vegeta's always ready. Vegeta's always ready. He always, you know, he's always ready. Goku has no character development. In Dragon Ball, you saw character development with, like, Kid Goku. But in Dragon Ball Z, no character development. It's just, you know, a power boost. That's it. That is what you're getting. But yeah, so Arrow Star, anyway, I got on my tangent. Got in the rabbit hole. Arrow Star Katie Cassidy wants to play Catwoman or the Joker. She's openly expressed her interest in playing Catwoman. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't really know about that, Detroit. But I mean, from the looks of her picture, like, she looks like she make a good Catwoman, but I don't think so, considering that she's an Arrow star, and that might confuse people. But, you know, movies are movies. That's how they do. So we'll see with that. But
goodness, I had a little bit of news that made me incredibly excited.
Right.
Deadpool 3 is moving forward.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, the writers from Bob's Burgers are attached to this.
Really?
Yeah. So that is going to be really, really interesting. But recently it was reported that sources had pointed to Wendy Molyneux and Lizzie Molyneux, who are a part of Bob's Burgers, and they've been tapped to write for Deadpool. It was confirmed on the Deadpool movie Twitter account by posting a picture of Bob's Burgers with Deadpool swords attached to Bob's back.
Mm-hmm.
So they were chosen for the project after Ryan Reynolds heard some pitches from multiple writers. So it's definitely still in the early stages of development. I have even heard rumor about the possibility of there being some more mutants present in Deadpool 3. So there's not a timeline for production and when it's coming out, but there will be a Deadpool 3. And if you love Bob's Burgers, then, you know, it'll be interesting to see those two writing for it.
You know, I never had an interest in Bob's Burgers, man. I like, maybe I should give it a chance, man. I mean, the Geek Corner, I'm going to trust the Geek Corner. I mean, do you guys think I should give Bob's Burgers a chance? And I mean, I've seen glimpses of Bob's Burgers, but when it comes to, like, American adult cartoons, it's like Futurama is my jam. Mm-hmm. Of course, The Simpsons, has been so long since I've seen it. Family Guy, King of the Hill. Those are my jams. You know, South Park, you know. And Maxwell 327 say it's okay, not a huge fan. Top Gun says, I don't care for Bob's Burgers. BC said, it is funny. You say it's funny as shit. I might have to check it out. I'm going to definitely have to check it out. Now, also in gaming news, it says World of Warcraft Shadowlands is officially live. Players is queuing up for server access early. Should hopefully be in already and playing. The newest WoW expansion will take place in where else? The Shadowlands, with 5 new zones. The biggest quality of life change is the level squish that brings the max level back down to 60. Another big gameplay addition are the 4 Covenants. Players can join in the afterlife. Each Covenant, whether it's Kyrian, Venthyr, Necrolord, or Nightfae, are associated with a different zone. Players will choose which one to join after hitting max level, and each of them comes with a unique reward and a Covenant-specific ability, transmogs, and more. So, for you WoW fans out there, the expansion is live, and y'all need to go out there and play it. It was live as of yesterday. And also in gaming, I did pick up Star Wars Squadrons. Now, if you want to look at my review, go ahead and subscribe to our magazine, which is only $5 a month. If you go to www.patreon.com/OrangePhoenix and you subscribe for only $5 a month, you will see my review on Star Wars Squadrons. Star Wars Squadrons takes place after Return of the Jedi, and it's all dogfighting. So you use X-Wings, Y-Wings, A-Wings, TIE Fighters, Interceptors, you know, bombers. So it's pretty much like X-Wing versus TIE Fighter in a way, but in a wider space, and I really, really do enjoy that game. But to see the full review, you definitely need to subscribe to the magazine. And also, on the front cover of our magazine is artwork by one and only Timothy Gethers. He actually drew out Lovecraft Country for our front cover for this month's edition of Orange Phoenix Magazine. And the feature is, yes, it is amazing. And the feature is Lovecraft Country, but this November issue is packed with information. You got word finds, you got trivia, you got the AEW full gear review, you got the Lovecraft talk, you do have the Star Wars Squadron review, and of course Japanese translation and trips and tips and stuff like that. So it is packed with information, and it's very, very enjoyable. As well as links to our apparel page as well. So you know the holiday season is coming up, so if you want some hoodies, you want some long sleeve shirts, some tapestries, wall art, stuff like that, you know, you just go to the link through our digital magazine, and it's also on our Instagram account as well. So if you follow us at Orange Phoenix Media, click on the link in our bio and click on apparel. It will definitely take you to our apparel page so you can get what you want. And also, do not forget to join our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. As you know, we will not do the show on Wednesday or Thursday, because you know Thursday is Thanksgiving. It is Turkey Day, son, and I'm going to be sleeping under somebody's coffee.
Look, we're not talking about football today. We are rapping today. It's been real.
Yeah.
We're not doing this with y'all.
Prayers up for Joe Burrow, man. He tore his ACL, and he was out for the season.
And his MCL, and his structural damage.
Yeah, apparently. So I don't want to talk about it anymore, man.
We're not doing that. Mm-mm. Nope. Y'all are petty. Y'all are petty.
Hey, listen, listen, listen. I'm going to be asleep under somebody's coffee table on Thursday. Like, I'm going to just let you know. That is my thing. That's how you know you cook good food. Like, if I take a nap, like, next to a coffee table, under the coffee table, you cook good shit. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm planning on taking a nap on Thursday. And I'm hoping for some macaroni and cheese, you know, I'm sorry, macaroni. And macaroni. Some barbecue turkey. Macaroni. There's macaroni and cheese, and there's macaroni. Like, you know, macaroni is that joint. And so, I think what Maxwell's experienced was macaroni, not macaroni and cheese. That what he experienced, but I'm trying to be in a food coma on Thursday. I'm going to eat light. That way it can like expand, you know, the stomach a little bit, that way I can eat a lot more, because you already know.
I told you, check into that lettuce thing. Check into the eating lettuce thing.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm going to eat lettuce like maybe like Thursday morning or whatever. Like, you know, would kale work?
I don't know if kale would work.
Yeah, Maxwell said lettuce. Okay. So apparently, before we get out of here, lettuce actually expands your stomach and it allows you to eat more. I think that's how that works, right?
Yeah, so apparently, like, I've heard it before, and essentially, competitive eaters eat lettuce. And the reason why they specifically eat lettuce, and I'm looking at it, and apparently they eat several heads of romaine lettuce, is you stretch your stomach without making you feel full. So the concept is that you're stretching your stomach so that you can eat more. So on a day like Thanksgiving, where you want to eat as much as possible and you want to go back for, you know, 2, 3, 4 plates, then you are expanding your stomach. But because it's lettuce and it goes away and, you know, it's supposed to digest so quickly, then your stomach gets bigger, but you don't ever feel full, which means you can keep eating. Yep. See, and Dr. Bay is actually a doctor and said yes, because it's full of water.
Yes, it's full of water.
So you just keep eating a ton of lettuce. And that's what I'm saying. Competitive eaters have been known to use some other tricks as well, including eating several heads of romaine lettuce to stretch their stomachs.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes. So that is one of the things that I've known. I literally know someone that won a pizza eating contest, and that was part of his strategy, was that he ate a ton of lettuce for like the dinner before and the morning of the competition. And then he was able to, I think he had like over 20 slices of pizza that day.
Oh, oh wow.
So, and they were Little Caesars hot and ready. So a hot and ready typically has 8 slices. So he ate like more than 2 pizzas. He had like 2.5 pizzas by himself.
Dang. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
And this was the way that he did it.
Yeah. Max says, okay, I don't need that. I smash many plates. Hey, listen, I'll go through them. I'll go through them. And I'm planning on going through them on Thanksgiving, man. And now I will be releasing a little bit of comic book news and the Geek Corner later on today, right after the show, and also on our Instagram. But do not forget, tell your friends that don't have the magazine, subscribe to the magazine, because we're doing this for you guys. And really, really, really soon, you will definitely have the December edition of the Orange Phoenix magazine. So the due date is going to actually change to round about between the 1st and the 5th of every month, like going into 2021. So I hope you guys stay blessed, and we will see you guys on Friday. Happy Turkey Day. Keep it tight. Be safe out here in these COVID streets. Until next time, peace.
It's Taco Tuesday. Have tacos tonight.
Yes.
Goodbye.
I'll eat some chicken.